Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is, a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 back on air. My name's Eddie Greer, the host of this NASCAR podcast, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, any NASCAR Cup Series, the 3-Wheel Divisions, and all of motorsports. If you're wondering where is the music at, well, I had a little bit of issue this morning. Of course, when I have a busy weekend, my computer, my laptop starts to act up. So I'm going to have to restart it. But I don't have enough time for that here this weekend. I have a busy slate. So we will roll without the music for this week's show on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. That's what's frustrating about freaking technology nowadays. You get everything right, and then the one thing that gets misplaced, everything goes to hell. Pretty much there. But yeah, so that it does that from every once in 100 days or something like that. But yeah, hopefully I have the music back up next week. But we're just going to roll without it for this week's show on the podcast. Just like I said last week, not caring too much about the Xfinity Series and Truck Series because your driver isn't even part of the playoffs. It wasn't even a part of the race on Talladega on Saturday. Yeah, it's one of those things. I'm just ready to get this year in the books, wrapped up. We're halfway through the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. Of course, on last week's edition of the show, which was episode 316, this is episode 317, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. I talked about pretty much what went down again with the trucks in Xfinity Series at Talladega, with, of course, Matt DiBenedetto finding victory lane finally, and of course, now I'm blanking on who won the race, the Xfinity Series race. Now I'm going to go back and to my computer and look that up real fast here on the show. But yeah, Matt DiBenedetto winning the Talladega there. So now I'm going to have to do this here real fast. Boy, oh boy. Oh, yep. AJ Allmendinger winning at Xfinity in the Xfinity Series last weekend as well. Oh, yeah, speaking of Allmendinger, more on him here in this. We're going to save that for the second half of the show here on this podcast. Our colleague, another big announcement for those guys. We'll get to that in the second half of the show here, as this is going to be focused on the Cup Series because I did that recap on last Sunday's show. So you missed on that, go back and check that episode out, episode 316 of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. And I mentioned my driver wasn't even a factor. Well, obviously he's not in the playoffs, but he was not even a factor in his race because waiting for the quote-unquote big one, it didn't even happen. It did not happen. And I have a big issue with that. I get and Joey Logano, we got to laugh at him because he's in the playoffs. And you get these things that people like to talk a lot. And, oh, yeah, you know, that's the dangers running up front and all this other stuff. And who are you to say that? I mean, we see you up there all the time, aggressive moves and all that, knocking people out of the way, wrecking people, things like that in the past. And the funny thing, you're in the back with two laps to go, waiting for the big one to happen, and it didn't come to fruition. Now, we've seen it several times. Yeah, now, it could have happened several times there towards the end, but you had that late caution, and that kind of screwed the pooch, really. For that, it's like, oh, it's not going to happen because you get the late caution, and you usually get those breed of cautions right in these type of races. It did not happen. Did not happen in this race. Talladega, the Yellowwood 500, which saw the first playoff driver to score a win in these 2022 NASCAR playoffs. That in the person of Chase Elliott winning in front of, you might as well just call it the home crowd. At this point, everyone talks about Mark Chase Jr. having 20 plus different home tracks. Chase Elliott, you might as well put him right up there next to it. Chase Elliott to a roar of fans at Talladega. That, it was awesome. Actually, I loved it, man. Awesome to see. You can feel the crowd through the TV set. I don't know, like a Dega. I'm pretty sure it was hella loud down south over there. And, man, what a move he put on. And really, Eric Jones was a factor most of the day here. He has to give some of the credit to Eric Jones, which, well, he obviously, I don't know if he did. I can't remember if he did or not there. But Chase, but yeah, Erik Jones was in that spot. He pushed Chase Elliott past Blaney. And at one point, Ross Chastain was in that mix as well. Ross Chastain was leading a hand chunk there before that final caution was out right there. But yeah, Ryan Blaney still in the postseason. Chastain also still in the postseason there. And a bit of a change up there due to a late news addition. Of course, again, sorry I'm throwing darts all over the field here early in this podcast, but William Byron, the 2014 Hendrick Motorsports, did appeal that penalty he suffered where he turned Denny Hamlin around under caution on the front stretch, which I complained about last week, that NASCAR apparently did not see for whatever reason, got the points back. Well, that's huge, because I believe that he was outside the cut line after the race last week at Dega, heading into the Charlotte Roval tomorrow, while I'm sitting here recording this podcast. Oh, yeah. We're sitting here recording this podcast on early Saturday morning, October 8th, 2022. So when y'all hear this, it will be race day, an hour-ish toward or wherever this podcast tends to load up. Will be, I know it will be less than 2 hours from the green flag of the second elimination race of these playoffs, which is the Charlotte Roval. And we see some craziness in our share when a Roval is the cutoff race there, but a little bit later on that. Yeah, William Byron, his team appealed that penalty, and that's huge because they get those points back and a chance of complexion of the standings here, which I will get to in a little while. But yeah, Blaney getting there, was up front. He did win stage. Yeah, he did win stage one. Yeah, so stage one got a little hairy as well right there. Blaney getting it done over Denny Hamlin close. Chase Elliott getting stage points in stage number one. Followed by Cindric, Logano, Stenhouse, Kyle Busch, Larson, Bowman. Bowman is out. And oh, by the way, that was Noah Gregson in that 48, not Bowman, excuse me. And Erik Jones backing up to the 48 real quick. 48 of Alex Bowman, the remember driver, seeing that video of the in-car camera of Alex Bowman, his facial expressions there, that just tells it all right there. The hit at Texas 2 weeks ago there, and seeing him in Discovery there, really uncomforting, to be honest with you guys there. Really sad to see that there, and uncomforting and disturbing that shaking his head a few times there and really looked out of it there, out of it there. And he's out and likely out of the second round of the playoffs and pretty much in his championship hopes. And we're seeing the effects of Kurt Busch not being ready in the car yet. He might be done. Well, he's going to be likely done for the year. You're not going to get back in this time with 5 races to go. Is it worth it? Is it worth it, Kurt Busch, to, you know, get back in a race car with just only 5 races left of the season? Now, I know Bubba Wallace is racing in for the owner's points. They shifted him after Ty Gibbs ran a handful of races in that car. They decided, well, we want Bubba in that race car to run for the owner's championship. So is it worth it to really get back in the car at this point? I don't think so. And the way that we're seeing this trend of concussions is not very good. I'm including football in here, whether that's college, seeing Dillon Gabriel of Oklahoma. I think it's a bad shot. A really bad shot. You have not seen it. You might want to not see it. Or if you're curious and go see it, you're college football fans or football fans in general like myself, you go back and see that. But he took a nasty hit. A baseball slide against TCU last week in a defender. And the defender came in there very late and just tagged him, targeting head first, dove on him head first. Hit was very nasty there. And, yes, he got ejected for the game and whatnot. But, yeah, nasty hit. And I believe they're checking. I believe I got a notification early last night about I think the NFL changing the concussion protocol. Because from here on out, due to the bleep up of the Miami Dolphins, I don't know where they were thinking. Everybody should take the hit, not just a stupid stupid ass doctor, but everybody needs to take the hit for that. And reading upon, and I'm still gonna read. I need to finish that article. What The Athletic posted yesterday there. The Miami Dolphins medical team, they should not allow Tua to play. That's stupid for them to let them out there, especially after you took a severe hit. The week prior, it's Buffalo. I just don't understand that there. But this is a perfect example of sitting out. Kudos to Kurt Busch. And yeah, Denny Hamlin sat out the Xfinity Series race due to some back lingering issues there. But he still raced the cut race at that Darlington 4 weeks ago. He wanted to be available for the playoff opener at Darlington. And Alex Bowman happened to sit out. That's good for him. You need to get your head right. And this is, I think, even more demanding than the football field. Yes, I said it. Yes, being handful of years playing a game of football and watching it, still watching it to this day. Yes, I mean, the speed's a lot faster. Obviously, you're a human. You can go at it faster at a certain. You can take your body to a certain limit, especially if you're in shape. Here with NASCAR, yes, I mean, you're dealing with the race car, handful of G's, you know, different types of, you know, movement, especially you hit the wall. These cars, I don't think, going back to what I said last week, you know, I ripped in NASCAR, and I'm still going to rip into them for, you know, I don't think this car is ready to handle the forces yet. And if you probably could go back to last offseason there, Austin and Dillon hit at the Roval. I believe it was the Roval that Austin and Dillon hit the wall a ton and destroyed the car. I believe that is correct. If I remember correctly, one of these episodes on the Through Our NASCAR podcast with EG3, episode 317 today, where there was truly Eddie Greeter III, and there is no music this week on this week's show, for whatever reason, when I got ready, decided to go quiet there. Everything is fine, but everything decided to go quiet with it, so I'm going to have to do a slight tweaking, but hopefully it'll be back on next week's podcast there. So if you're wondering where's the little hype music, you're not going to get it this week, so I apologize for that. So you're just going to get my voice instead. But yeah, Austin Dillon took a nasty hit, and I don't think they did enough extensive look at the scar. Even then, when Austin Dillon took that nasty hit, I know there are several others as well. I think William Byron was one of those that also was in a big-time crash at this very racetrack as well. And this was the off-season, testing out these cars before actual action there. So, it's just a big miss with this car. And again, other than maybe DBC, the Door Bumper Clear podcast, I haven't heard. Now, they did talk about it a little bit, but I haven't really seen much of a chatter discussion about that. And yeah, Bowman being out, and I said it last week on the show, this is likely going to be to take him out of the playoffs, and maybe more than that, maybe take him out of it. I would not be surprised if he sits out the rest of the year. You're only after this week, you got 4 races left. You got the semifinal rounds, and you have Phoenix. That's it. And I don't think at this point in time, your championship hopes are unfortunately over, thanks to this unfortunate event here for Bowman, Kurt Busch. So if you want to get back in the race car next year, you're going to have to sit out the rest of 2022. So that's my opinion on that. But kudos to NMO Sports. They're the perfect example of that. Not going back out, risking your life, and being trying to be a superhero, get back in a race car. That's not it. And I think for those guys on the gridiron, whether it's Tua, the Miami Dolphins, Oklahoma Sooners, even Thursday night game, Indianapolis running back, took a hit, and he tried to get up, and he was out of sorts there as well. Not good. It's not good at all. There, you can't be a hero. You got to take your lumps there and get right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right and let your body heal for next year. So, best wishes to Bowman. Hopefully gets back 100%. And also the recurring recovery still a Kurt Busch. I know he spoke a couple weeks ago to the media at Charlotte. So, yeah, I know he's still, again, yeah, it's pointless at this point for those guys to get back in the race car, especially you took a hit like that. Like those who did, Alex Bowman being out of sorts. You could just see it right there as well. Sorry to get off of that little tangent there. Had to bring that up while the 48 was in my mind, forefront of my mind. But Noah Gregson did a tremendous job in his car. And Noah Gregson will be in the second Petty GMS car next year. That announcement was made a handful of weeks ago. So if you've been out of the loop or haven't been paying attention to this podcast or haven't listened to a show in quite a while, that's where that's all at right there. So earning stage points for that, even though he ain't racing. He's racing for the Xfinity Series Championship. The Xfinity Series is racing, as I'm sitting here recording this, a few hours away from the Xfinity Series race there. So Noah Gregson has his eyes on the Xfinity Series Championship there. Stage two, the race winner, the eventual race winner, Chase Elliott won that over Justin Haley. Haley ran a tremendous race there. Justin Haley finished 15th, but he got second place stage points there in that stage. Larson getting stages and points in one and two. Suarez, Eric Jones had a big day, getting a handful of stage points in stage two. Ross Chastain in the 77. I don't know who was in this car, but. Let's see, Landon Castle. Oh, there we go. Landon Castle, as I screw up here to the finishing order, Landon Castle was in this ride. He got stage points there. Chris Buescher, the Bristol winner, in the 16 of Almendinger. No, that's Daniel Hemric. Daniel Hemric, because Almendinger is, I'm not going to spoil it, but if you know already, you should already know. But yeah, Daniel Hemric was in this ride last week. He got stage points in the 14 of Briscoe. Also got a stage point in this one. And, of course, that finish right there, that was classic Talladega as finals without everybody wrecking the whole damn field of what we saw at Daytona for the regular season finale there. Chase Elliott holding on hard charging Ryan Blaney at the end there. And Michael McDowell coming home in the third spot there. Mr. Speedway racer right there. So he got it done there. He ain't in the playoffs. But, again, you're going to get those results in this type of racing. This is probably going to be the last time we're going to see it unless we see what we saw at in the first round with Chris Buescher winning and a couple other, Eric Jones winning in that round as well. Look, yeah, McDowell, Chastain, Denny Hamlin, your top five from the Yellowwood 500. And then you have Eric Jones. Big day for him. Eric Jones finished in sixth spot. Todd Gillen did a wonderful job here. Shout out Todd Gillen on a 3-wide NASCAR Pilots EG3. Excuse me, Todd Gillen. He was in third spot for like, he was in third to eighth or whatever. And he was in the top 10 for like over half the race, especially late. And I'm interested to see if that late caution does not come out, what Todd Gillen was going to do. Obviously, we know Michael McDowell. Those front row cars can get it on speedway tracks, right? So, Todd Gillen, well done. Front row motorsports, 3-7. And you know they're a threat at Talladega, given their first win ever in the Cup Series. Came at this racetrack a handful of years ago with David Reagan. Yeah, I believe that's right there. It was him. Here, Todd. Yeah, yep, that's right. Yep, Todd. As I reel back the memory bank here on this podcast, David Gillen, Todd Gillen, 1-2 punt. No, David Gillen. No, it was the Davids, not Todd Gillen. Todd Gillen was probably still not eligible to race yet. But yeah, the Davids, 1-2. David Gillen, 1-2 there. And then son Todd comes back a few handful of races later, finishes in the seventh spot. Awesome job there. Daniel Suarez. So both Trackhouse cars were still in the playoffs, by the way. He's finishing the eighth spot, followed by Austin Cindric and Chase Briscoe. You know, kudos to these cats right here. Suarez, I ain't giving much a chance to advance in these playoffs. He's a race away from moving on. And remember, Suarez won back at Sonoma. So he's got a shot. Cindric, we know what his background is. And Chase Briscoe also, he's pretty solid at these places as well. So, but it's going to come down two stage points. What have I been saying over the past handful of episodes since the playoffs started? Is these stage points. And oh boy, where are we at, guys and girls? We're at the elimination race tomorrow. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast, it'll be today, right? So the name of the game is going to be stage points. Right? So that's the game here. And we'll just have to see what happens. It's, as I'm staring at this standings here, this playoff bubble heading into, excuse me, man, the allergies, man are kicking in. But yeah, so what we're looking at these standings now, as I better finish up the rest of these playoffs here. It says Bubba Wallace on here, but yes, he's running for the Orange Championship. He finished 16. He was not a factor in this race. I thought he was going to be more than that. William Byron finishing outside the top 10 and 12 right there. Christopher Bell. Oh, my. Not a good second round in these playoffs for him. Christopher Bell, right? Bell in the 17th spot for him. Let's see. Yeah, Gregson replacing Bowman. He ended up finishing in the 19th position right here for, of course, going to do that, for Henrik Motorsports right there. Of course, I typed in the wrong letter. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Awesome. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. Doing two things at one time. Sorry. Okay, so now I talk about Logano here. Let's see. Logano. Yeah, he's finished. He was the last playoff driver finishing in a 27th spot. And he was up there, and then he got backed out of it like midway through towards the end of the race. That's very Joey Logano-like. Oh, man. Joey Logano, I tell you. So, you know, everyone can talk. That's easy. Two-year-old can talk. Three-year-old can talk. But you talk, you gotta back it up. And for Logano, that's a low. That's a low blow for him right there. So you're gonna go to the back, wait it out. And to me, that's a big issue. And I'm coming from, obviously, I'm in a part of a Twitter chain, Twitter group at this point, or a Twitter group / friends, Mark Trish Jr., who did not, unfortunately, miss the playoffs by 3. Right, in the playoffs, and the strategy for that team was to ride around in the back all day and wait for the big ones or wrecks to happen for him to race up there. And it was 2 laps to go. I thought he was gonna race up there, but apparently it was just hang out in the back and wait for everybody to go bonkers and wreck the race cars. That did not happen, and That's just, for me, for one, it's a waste. Big waste of a day. Waste of the day, because look, it's 3 hours, man. 3 hours, you can't get back. And you're riding around. I mean, yes, I get it. Even me, the big fan of NASCAR, right? Even the occasional fan that checks in every now and then, like, what happened? I mean, he probably wouldn't even know, he or she wouldn't even know that you rode in the back all day. And at the end of the day, you don't get the result you get because you don't try, or it's nothing like that, but it just strains me that we didn't even try to even go get up there and race. And Joey Logano has no excuse. Woo! Took a big hit right here. Joey Logano now, Martin Truex Jr., you're not a part of playoffs, whatnot. I can skate by with it, but at the same time, cannot, because, you know, you have nothing to lose, and it sucks on that end. Like I said at the top of the podcast, I'm just ready for the season to end so we can look forward to 2023, right? So, but for Joey Logano, is he still in the playoffs? What are you doing in the back of the field? Now, obviously, I know what you're doing. You're trying to wait it out, but for this random instance, nothing happened, and it cost you. So you try playing the other way, it doesn't happen. You try to race up there, you get caught in a wreck. So you might as well just go up there. You're a playoff driver, so I'm going to put you 3 wide for the week there. Yes, Joey Logano, putting you 3-wide here this week on the 3-wide Dancing Podcast with EG3. Yeah, I mean, that's Logano like there. Why are you going to wait around? That's not you. And that backfired for sure on Joey Logano. They're finishing in the 27th spot. Now, he did finish in the 5th spot. We did get stage points, but it could have been what could have been for Logano. And we see him up there mixing it up time for time, blocking, doing all that kind of stuff, wrecking people and all that stuff. And then when it's time to do it the other way, it doesn't happen. So yes, early 3-wide moment, 3-wide driver of the week belongs to Joey Logano. I'm putting it 3-wide, literally, on a 3-wide NASCAR podcast this week here on episode 317. Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the 3-Biz Divisions in all of NASCAR. And sorry, there is no music for you guys. I know I did this before because I just didn't want to do a different look for a podcast. So, but yeah, I wanted to play music. And apparently, it wanted to stay quiet this weekend, so no music here on this episode. So there's that. Just kind of put a refresher here for you guys. The Camaro Truck Series won't race again until the 29th, which is going to be the elimination race there for those guys. Ty Majeski has the only spot locked in the championship for Chandler Smith, Zane Smith, Ben Rhodes. Right now, would be the championship for. If it were to happen next week, but we still have whole entire month left until the trucks decide their championship four race in Martinsville. Christian Eckes is the first one out. Stuart Friesen, there is a 3-way tie for that spot. And not behind, far behind him, 2 points back, is John Hunter Nemechek. And then Grant Enfinger is going to have to lay Hail Mary when things resume down in Martinsville for the truck series. The Xfinity Series has it like this. And of course, Allmendinger, AJ Allmendinger, cashing in his ticket to the Elite Eight, which is the round of eight for them, the semifinals. There for him. And that was actually the first playoff race, right? Let me go back and double check that. Da, 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 da. No. So this is the elimination race for the Xfinity Series as well. So, yep, zip. So Allmendinger, second win. Yeah, he's his first in these playoffs, and I believe if I go back here to the standings here, oh boy, his fourth win of 2022 last week for AJ Allmendinger. He's locked in. Noah Gregson won at Texas. He's already locked in. So now, Ty Gibbs, Austin Hill, Josh Berry, Justin Allgaier, Sam Mayer, Ryan C. holding the last spot. Holding the last spot, folks, in this round, and the defending champion of the Xfinity Series back against the wall today. As I'm sitting here recording this on Saturday, again, the Xfinity Series cutoff race is today. Oh, by the way, as I'm sitting here recording this on the 8th of October, Hemric tied with little old Ryan Sieg, folks, at 8. Then you have not too far is Riley Herbst there. And Brandon Jones locked up and all the way back. You need a Hail Mary. Just Jeremy Kmetz, who is a good road course racer, but he's going to have to win. Obviously, if he's going to upset the field, a turnover to advance to the next round. But yeah, focusing on that C there has an opportunity to derail the defending champ out of these playoffs. And like I said this earlier. I would not be surprised he don't make it for the first round. Talking about Daniel Hemric. So that might come to fruition today. We'll have to see about it. But Daniel Hemric, we'll find out. But you have to deal with Riley Herbst as well in that mix. Sam Mayer, who came up a spot short of winning his first ever Xfinity Series race last week, has to turn the page now. He's not too far up. So if he has a problem in his race, Sam Mayer has to be careful here because he has a problem in this race. He's going to be eliminated from the race. So when this episode comes out tomorrow, we're going to already know what happens with the Xfinity Series race there. So we'll see if what I say it happens or not. But I'm just saying at this present time, while I'm sitting recording this, right, Sam Mayer cannot have problems in this race, or it's going to bring up another driver from the back, like either Jones or Herbst in there as well, or Hemric too. So this is this 7th through 11th positions. it's really tight in there. So we'll see what happens. And by the time this podcast comes out, we're going to know who's eliminated from these playoffs and who will move on to the round of eight. Meanwhile, switching gears back to the Cup Series here. Real quick here before we turn over some news here. with the Roval here. Let's see. Going down here with the sudden change. Yeah, so Byron was outside of top eight. With the overturn of his penalty, he is in seventh right now. Two points ahead of Daniel Suarez there, so not too far. And then Chase Briscoe, first driver out. Oh my. I had to do a double check on this. Are you serious? Whoa, hold on. Hold up. Of course, I got to log back in here. So William Byron, I'll get to what I'm getting overexcited about in just a second. But yeah, William Byron back in the cut, inside the cut line there at 7th. Daniel Suarez is 8th. Let's see, is that right here? Oh, yes, it is right. Wow. So now you have Cindric Briscoe tight up in here. Christopher Bell. Alex Bowman is already out. So now you head in this race tomorrow. Three more drivers will be sit packing out of the playoffs here. And Christopher Bell, he's going to have to win the race tomorrow if he's going to have a shot to advance. Wow, I was not aware. Now, obviously, he was off to a slow start at Texas. There, I don't know how many times he spun at Talladega, but I know he got hit with penalties, though. Pit road penalties, things like that. That really cost him. He's in a deep hole, so yeah, all those point racing ain't a deal for him. He's going to have to go out and win the race. He's more capable of doing that. So we'll see. We'll see if he can put the Hail Mary on the field and really slice this field up for tomorrow's race there. But there you go. So Bowman done. So now to focus on these three drivers, right? So three spots, and let's see here. I think Kyle Larson should be okay. 18 to the good. He and Logano, despite Logano mess up, race strategy for him. There, he should be okay. Yeah, the top line, they should be all right. Chase Elliott has already moved on. More playoff points for him, and that's going to see feeling that might be the ticket back to Phoenix for him to see if he can get a second championship in the last 3 years for him. But Blaney, 32 up right now. Chastain, still looking good. 28 out. Hamlin, 21 out. I think these guys are good there now. From down from Logano, 18 on down. If anything were to happen to them, they don't get stage points. Which, again, pay attention. Pay attention, guys and girls, tomorrow for the stage point, especially down here. With Suarez, Briscoe, Byron, possibly, and Cindric. So, that's something I'm going to keep an eye on there for my future fantasy. that's something I'm going to keep an eye on right there. Because they're going to have to. You know, you can't just do what everybody else does. It's going to be fascinating to see how that strategy works at the Roval tomorrow. For stage points-wise there as well. But, yeah. That is what we're looking at right there. That's the situation going on right there. And, of course, Chase Elliott locked in. He's going to look to win another Rover race. Blaney has won there before. We don't know what to talk about what happened there. But Blaney has won before. I think Almendinger's in the field as well here for this race. Let's go down and look. Double check that to make sure. Yes, no surprise there. A Joey Hand, who has been, in my eyes, very impressive on his road courses. He's in this field as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this race tomorrow. Well, I'm going to keep my one eye. I might be listening to this on the radio tomorrow, actually. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens tomorrow there at the Roval race there. Four of these guys, the Bank of America Roval 400 goes down tomorrow. When you listen to this, or when you guys download this tomorrow, it will be race day. So, the Bank of America Roval 400, 109 laps scheduled not including overtime in that stage as well. So Chase Elliott getting the victory lane. As I look on here to last year's race there, and remember, this was this was a race there where Harvick, Chase Elliott were going still going after each other there. Harvick running himself into the wall. They had Chase Elliott running all the way back with a wrecked ass race car, finishing the top 10 with it. No, he didn't. He finished 12th last year in last year's race with that as well. Yeah, Larson, last year's winner, Larson, Tyler Reddick, Chris Buescher, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, your top five from last year. Matt DiBenedetto, Joey Logano, Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell's going to need a lot more than that if he's going to advance to the round eight tomorrow. Blaney and Bowman, who Bowman's, of course, is out. It's been well documented on the show tonight, or show today, on the podcast as well. So I look for the same. Some of these guys, yeah, I look for, because Tyler Ray has been solid all year long with a couple of road course wins. Chris Buescher has been super fast on his road course all year long. These are some I'm going to keep an eye on my to put on my fantasy, on both fantasies, actually, because I'm going to get to that here. Well, when I'm talking about it, I'm going to talk about it here in a second here. Bell, again, Blaney has ran well here. And 40, I don't know who's in the 40 this week. I was just on the entry list here. Got to go back again, see who's in that car this week. And it is, yep, Noah Gregson. Noah Gregson returns in that race car. So, yep, Noah Gregson back in this race car for Bowman. So, Noah Gregson gets some more valuable experience. Again, he's going to be full-time next year. He was already getting it for Colley Racing, doing that part-time gig for that 16 car with Daniel Hemric and AJ Allmendinger, combined effort, right? So, yeah, this is huge for Noah Gregson for next season. Now, back to fantasy for a second here. Before, I don't want to toot my own horn here. I'm at the halfway point of the Wrecking Racing Fantasy League. Fantasy, I don't know how much I'm up because I haven't checked it yet. I might do that when I get to Wichita later on this afternoon, or just not pay attention to it at all. But yeah, yours truly is leading right now in the Wrecking and Racing postseason playoff fantasy, and this has gone on for two straight weeks. I've never led in any fantasy league. Here I am sitting here leading. Yes, I might as well do my own horn. Shout out EG3, Wrecking and Racing Pod. I might quote tweet it or something today to remind myself to check it. But yeah, absolutely am I excited. I was really fearing this race, or not this, the Roval, but fearing Talladega the way that goes, because you know how that thing goes. Woo, boy. But yeah, I picked Chase Elliott, you know, Ross Chastain last week, and it panned out. So I was going to use him here, but said, you know, Chase Elliott has success here. I know Ross Chastain is really aggressive. So let's just throw those two in there, see what happens. And hey, get luck of a draw. Sometimes you hit it. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you don't. And for the second week, heading into the Roval, leading here, and I've been red hot. I know I started off slow, but like I'm gonna have to do the tomorrow race, but you gotta finish strong, right? So I have to nail that in my head. I gotta start slow. Oh, man. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm running a half marathon in the morning. So that's why I'm recording this today on Saturday instead of tomorrow morning, where I would have recorded. But my hands, I'm gonna be super locked in on the half marathon down in Wichita, Kansas tomorrow. So, oh yeah, there's other races going on besides Chicago Marathon, which is obviously everyone's focused on that part of the world major, one of the six world majors. I can sit here and talk about that, but this is a NASCAR podcast. But just for you guys included, just to let you know, so that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow morning. And then I'll be doing some activities tomorrow. So I will probably, I'll be lucky if I even catch the rest of the race, but that's why I'm going to listen to it on the radio, on which is, I believe, PRN has it. Again, I have to double check that real fast here. Getting out of that. Yep, Bam! PRN, baby. That's my favorite radio station or app to listen to, right? Performance Racing Network. So I'm probably more than likely going to be listening to it on Performance Racing Network. That's the perfect example for those of you who will not be able to watch it on television screen there. But for the rest of you guys that are going to be getting grilling out in this fall weather, NBC has it for you as well on the television screen. Go back to what I said earlier. Oh, yeah. So I picked Chase Elliott and Ross Chastain, and it panned out because both of them, Chase Elliott winning the race, and Ross Chastain finished top five, and Chastain got points along with Chase Briscoe. So not Chase Briscoe. Goodness gracious. The other Chase Elliott. So that turned out to be huge. So I was leading going into Talladega. So I thought I was going to lose it right there. It wasn't much of a lead, but I was leading. Now, again, I've yet to check it, so maybe I might stay away from it. I'm curious to see what the point margin is, how much I'm leading. But I'm halfway, so we'll see what happens. You know, anything goes with these races. So, but based on what I'm looking at, and based on what I've seen with this race car on these road courses, might keep it simple here. So, we'll see what happens this race. I'm intrigued to see what happens. The cutoff race for these playoffs, and I mean, remember the Xfinity Series will be going down with their elimination race later on this afternoon. We'll see what happens there as well. We will reconvene here in another week to talk about it here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer, the 3-1 NASCAR podcast, EG3, episode 317 of this podcast. We are moving, we are grooving here and now. Time for some news here. Staying on AJ Allmendinger in Call League Racing. AJ Allmendinger, we will return full time, baby, in the Cup Series. Yes, for the last two or three seasons, he's been part-time doing his thing, mainly focusing on the road courses. But the return of AJ Allmendinger in the Cup Series starting next year. This was confirmed. This announcement happened in the middle of the week on Wednesday there. The Athletic was the first to hit on this move, possibly, a.k.a. Jordan Bianchi, part of that 1-2 tandem of the Tearing Down podcast with Jeff Gluck. Omni will pilot the 16 Chevrolet full-time so for the championship. So he and I believe down here, well, actually, let's just do this here. So Matt Colleague in the press release saying, quote, he has proven that he is one of the best in the world at every track of type. That did not make sense. At every type of track, the short tracks, these super speedways, road courses, and the mile and a halves, he's won on all of them. Matt Colleague said, quote, and then he comes on and says, quote, he's done so much for Colleague Racing in our program. So there's that comment as well. Allmendinger, four-time winner in the Xfinity Series this year. Remember, he won, what, six races a year ago in the Xfinity Series? And even adding on, he won upset. Well, I wouldn't say an upset, but in terms, you might as well call it an upset. He won the Indy Road Course a year ago in the Cup Series there as well. So Justin Haley will stay. For those of you who are wondering, Justin Haley will stay put for year two in the 31 for Colleague Racing next season there as well. And then the other big move here in this instance here, who is still in the Capable Truck Series playoffs, who's driving for Kyle Busch Motorsports, right? Chandler Smith, of course, he's going to be taking over the 16, which Daniel Hemric is in. No. Hold up. Hold up. So Chandler Smith will be taking over Allmendinger's ride in the Xfinity Series next season in the 16. There we go. So I just wanted to correct myself before I said it. Yeah, so it's Chandler Smith, who is running for Kyle Busch Motorsports, who's going to be doing their own transition, going from Toyotas to Chevrolets, because Kyle Busch is going to be racing for Richard Childress Racing next year. So he's going to be on the move out, or going to be moving out to Colleague Racing next year, running taking over AJ Allmendinger's spot in the Xfinity series, and good for him. Good for him. He's been really coming on late last year, obviously, winning that season finale. Well, he won two races last year, actually. Yeah, he won Bristol and Phoenix, not being part of the playoffs there. Well, he was in the playoffs for that Bristol win. He was not when the regular season ended, or playoffs ended. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But Chandler Smith, good for him. Congratulations to him there. Getting that nod there. But he is still in the thick of trying to get himself in the championship four race there as well. Yeah, so that, call it racing, man. I don't know how many times I've talked about them on the show, but when it comes to this in their ability, right, to build an organization, Colin Racing is the example. They have, they don't have a truck series team or anything like that. But when it comes, I wish they did, because I believe it. They'd be competitive as well. But their main focus, right? Matt Colley, Chris Rice, AJ Allmendinger, Blake Cook, who I've had in the podcast way back in the day. I had Blake Cook way in the Honest podcast back in the day. I wish that podcast on what is in the archives. I don't know if it is or not, but I had him on way back in the day when this was the EG3 show or to that extent. So I had him before on this podcast. Great dude. And yes, it's been a while since I had anybody on this show, which that could change here. Hopefully by the season end, I can get at least probably at least one more. With my schedule nowadays, and with my other podcasts, I haven't had time to schedule anybody bigger recently. But I'm hoping the goal is to hopefully have two by season's end. Hopefully, we'll just have to see how my schedule works out with all that. But yeah, I haven't had, it's just been me rolling like the old days, maybe before I was able to reach out to see to find anybody on my podcast anyway. So, but yeah, Blake Good had a privilege to have him on the show way back. Yeah, I believe it was the beginnings of Colley Racing when we were with Colley Racing. Yeah, so when they were building that program, so he really should take the credit. Because it started with him. But yeah, they are the foundation. They are the perfect example, right, of the organization, building an organization, getting guys, starting out with guys, you know, feeling them out a little bit, seeing how well they do. And then if you need a little bit more, hey, we'll just find the right pieces for your organization, right? And AJ Allmendinger, boy, whew, Ross, they had this is the organization that's had Ross Chastain, obviously, AJ Allmendinger has been the face of Colley Racing for the past handful of years. And to see him back full-time, back to where he belongs, AJ Allmendinger has well-deserved earned his spot back in the Cup Series. And oh boy, he's gonna be a problem. No question about it next year. And I know I'm speaking way out, but I would not be surprised if he wins a race next year and he puts himself in the postseason next year there as well. One thing, quick thing here, real quick, as we begin to wind down the show on this podcast here. Harvick, woo! Another 100-point penalty laid down. We're on the high side now in the 3-1 National Podcast EG3. Eddie Greer III here, talking with you guys on Saturday, October 8th, 2022, episode 317. And we'll end with this, right? And I'm missing a couple other important pieces here, but we'll touch on that on the next edition of the show. But Harvick getting the L2 penalty on Wednesday for unapproved adjustments by Rodney Childers. Childers out four races. That's pretty much, he's almost out for rest, suspended for out for the year for that. Rodney Childers out until the last race of the year. Suspended, fine, $100,000 there as well. Harvick, who came home, he finished 29th there as well. And guess who else's car was found in the R&D center? Yes, Martin Truex Jr., who didn't even race. Picks another car at race. Like, a Suarez car or something like that, a playoff driver car. So I don't get these guys are not even a play. Yeah, these guys, Harvick and Truex, coming to Harvick's defense a little bit here, are not even the playoffs. Why are we picking those drivers, those cars? And especially Truex, he didn't even touch the top 20 in this race last week. So I don't understand that. But yes, so the Ford and 19 their cars did go back to the NASCAR Research Developmental Center afterwards there. But they didn't find nothing in Truex's car, and why not? Because that was pointless for them. They should have picked another car, but you know, it's NASCAR, it's whatever. But in the Harvick's car, they found infractions tied to sections 4.1 with a fuel assembly, and the body parts of section 14.5 rule book was found in as well. And I already mentioned, Childers out. You might as well just start certification early, homie. come back to the Phoenix. You're already out of the playoff picture. You're out for a different reason because you're suspended. And you should already go line up for vacation now because it's pointless to come back. And again, I'm being a little bit silly, right? but come back for one race? I'm like, screw this. I'm already planning my vacation. See ya. I ain't coming. If I'm Ronnie Childers, I ain't coming back. that's what it is there. So you're done for four races there. I'd be surprised if you came back to be. I'll laugh. You come back for one race you're not eligible for the championship anyway. So the regular season's based. 26 regular season races is based on you trying to get in the playoffs. Not only that, but to win and get in. This year is the perfect example of that. Next year, we might not even see this many winners. You might not see these to this level that we've seen this year. 19 different winners this year in 2022, and Truex ain't one of them. Blaney, he still ain't one of them. He's still in the playoffs. He's second right now in the postseason standings right now. He's yet to win. We got five races to go. He still has to win, so that possibility is still out there. McDowell has yet to win. I know he's not in the playoffs, but that's somebody to keep in mind for this week. So, yeah, that's somebody to keep in mind this week, and maybe somebody I might consider to put on my fantasy list this week. This week there, a little sneak peek there, but yeah. So, big hit for that four. Not being part of playoffs there for that team as well here. Man, we're getting down to business here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast here. So there is that right there. So huge penalty here. But that really doesn't really affect anything because he's out of playoffs anyways. So yeah, if I'm Ronnie Childers, I'm packing up the bags and headed to the house with that. The 3-1 NASCAR podcast, EG3, about to come to a close here. On the second weekend of October. It's finally fall around here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yours truly, Eddie Greer, here, who lives in the state of Kansas. In Manhattan, Kansas. I should back that up. In Manhattan, Kansas here. Finally feels like fall around here. And so tomorrow, running a half marathon race in Wichita. So I'll be leaving for Wichita around lunchtime today, picking up my materials, everything, and getting ready for that. Meanwhile, while I'm doing that, college football is going on. By the time you listen to this, it's not going to matter. You're going to find out who won and lost the races or lost their football games. Excuse me. Woo, ouch. Right there as well. I have, you know, on a side note here, the race for the championship documentary. I have not seen... To tell you guys this, I have not seen a single episode yet. And oh, by the way, if you're wondering, this is a documentary of, you know, behind the scenes look of, you know, like guys like Suarez, Blaney, you know, the snippets, Keselowski, Kyle Larson, guys like that, you know, behind the scenes, off the track. You know what you see. You still get scenes from what you see on the track, but how guys live off the racetrack. You see what I'm saying? So this is on USA Today. Goodness gracious. USA Network. I'll definitely, at some point, I might just wait till the whole thing's over to sit and binge watch it. So that's what we do nowadays, right? We just wait until we don't wait till next week's episode, right? We want it all, right? So that's how I like do it. So there is that right there. Race for the championship still going on. Excuse me. Wow, it's definitely there as well. Let's see here if I can sneak up. All right, so here we go. With, I'm gonna see here. Looking. So looks like here. Let's see. I wish it had, but here we go. So we talk about DraftKings, right? DraftKings is betting is now open in Kansas. That has been. We have been open now since beginning of last month. So they just, Governor Laura Kelly finally put it down and open, allowed us to bet. So, so here, let's see, for example here. So, looks like I'm trying to based off, yeah, so the Cup Championship. So we already talked about Chase Elliott, right? So Chase Elliott still is the favorite. According to Las Vegas skier, Denny Hamlin is his second favorite, right? Larson, Logano, that's your top four right there. They're still in play, right? As of recording this podcast, right? So, yeah, so bash you wish there. what you want to put your money on as well. So, it's going to be interesting again to see how this all play out. Chase Elliott there with this win last week down in Alabama. That's just a step closer because we have seen this movie play out. More wins you get, the more playoff points you get, right? You get 5 for a win, right? You get 1 playoff point for a stage win. You get 5 for a race win, right? See what I'm getting at? So you win, you advance to the next round. So we'll see if another playoff driver can stamp their ticket and advance automatically to the next round, or can an upset happen like a, let's say, Christopher Bell goes to the victory lane, or a Chase Briscoe. Austin Cindric is still out. Yeah, Austin Cindric is still out on the mix as well. We already know Alex Bowman's fate already, unfortunately. He is out due to concussion-like symptoms and out of the championship playoffs there as well. So we'll see what happens here. I'm pretty sure it's going to get wild. It's going to get wild at the Roval this weekend. Yeah, both elimination races this weekend. For the Xfinity Series, which is later on this afternoon. And then, of course, tomorrow, which will be today, when y'all listen to this, download and listen to us, that the Cup Series race, the Bank of America Roval 400, goes down. The field, the playoff field, will trim to 8 after tomorrow's race, the 400. The Charlotte Roval goes down tomorrow. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast, EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks, whether that's Apple Podcasts, we're on Odyssey, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and a few more other podcasting platforms as well. We're getting down to it, folks. We're getting down to it. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast, ET3, getting down to the end of the season here, folks. 5 more races, and after today, this weekend or today, whenever you listen to this, it will be 4 more races. That includes the championship in Phoenix, Arizona there as well. So we're riding down this season here on the podcast as well. And things are heating up on the racetrack, folks. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3 this weekend. Again, sorry for no music this weekend. No closing music, no none of that, because laptop decided to go quiet. I'll get that fixed, and hopefully everything will be full go for next week's show. Big thanks to all you guys out there for listening. And again, I have not said this a lot lately, but again, you're new to the show. If you're new to this podcast, welcome on board. If you like what you heard, definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast and go back and listen to old episodes in the 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3 archives there. I've done some interviews this year. You want to listen to some interviews, go back and listen to that. I know I haven't interviewed a person. I haven't had anybody on the show as of late. I'm hoping to get at least one my season's in there. So go check those out wherever you get your podcasts there as well. And make sure you tell a fellow NASCAR fan about this podcast. Get the word out there about this podcast out there. I don't promote it enough on Twitter. So definitely make sure you get your fix on with the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. And make sure you add it to your plethora of racing podcasts out there as well. I know there's a handful out there. A lot of good ones out there as well, including this one as well. So definitely, you love what you hear, make sure you subscribe. And for those who've been following me for a while, I appreciate your support. Definitely for sure. Keeping you guys in the loop of what's going on from my vantage view of the NASCAR on this podcast. Folks, that's going to do it for episode 317 of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. This week, Eddie Greer saying thanks again for listening to this podcast, this week's show. We'll be back again next week to recap what went down in these elimination races and set the stage for both the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series round of 8 playoff races. We'll talk to you then.